Hi and welcome. This is Mrs. Lisa Meister. Thank you for joining and for giving me this opportunity to share two thoughts with you that I recently heard. One is from the Ani Mamin, A Mission for Life by Rabbi Yecheskel Elias, which was dedicated in memory of Dovi Steinmetz. And in the first of the Ani Mamin, it ends with V'hu levadu asa v'osa v'yasa v'chol ha'masim, and translated means Hashem create and guides all that is brought into existence, and that he alone created, creates, and will continue to create. So the understanding is that every second the world is being recreated. So if we don't have something right now and we need it, in 1 second the world is being recreated every second. So to ask Hashem for something that we need is not impossible, because the world is being recreated every single second. And the same is true if we have something that we're so happy that we have. We have to be thankful every second, because every second when that world is recreated, we continue to have that good thing. So anything that we need or have, we need to ask Hashem for, and it's manageable. It's doable, because Hashem, keharf ayin, as we say, really does create the world. Every second the world is recreated. So anything that we don't have, in the next second we can have it. Anything we do have can be taken away, so we cannot take anything for granted. That's thought number one. Thought number two is on last week's Parshas Naso. We know the Chazal that says the people were carrying the Aron, and that it's known that the Aron carried the people. But on a deeper thought that I heard this from Rabbi Sklar, that mitzvos are here to carry us. The Torah should not be for us something that is draining and hard. The Aron carried the people. The mitzvos carry us, and from the word naso, uplift us. So the mitzvos should not be a burden to us. The mitzvos should be something that is uplifting to us and something that helps us to grow. So connecting the two, when we do the mitzvos that Hashem has told us to do, it's for our benefit. Hashem created the world for us to do these mitzvos so that we should be able to live a fulfilling life that's not a burden, but one that is uplifting. So I just want to share those two thoughts with you, and I hope that it's something that relates to you and that you can take with you as you continue each day to create a relationship with Hashem.